This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All scheme is, of course, nothing more than a giant handout to Big Pharma and the cancer industry. That's all it is. I mean, this is a woman who claims to be opposed to big business and the big, powerful, dangerous corporations, and she wants to break up big tech. But she wants to have a $52 trillion handout to the healthcare industry, the for-profit drug companies and medical device manufacturers and cancer industry charlatans who kill people for profit. And that's what Elizabeth Warren wants to support now. It is the most insane healthcare idea ever. It's an idea based on not helping people get healthy, but rather paying for, through taxes and government spending, paying for the ongoing management of chronic degenerative disease. It is a sick care industry, and it will bankrupt this nation. I mean, $52 trillion? We're already $21 trillion in debt, by the way, thanks to people like Obama and now Trump spending like mad. I mean, Obama doubled the national debt roughly from, I think, $8 trillion to about $16 trillion, if I'm remembering the numbers correctly. And then Trump has continued to spend like crazy as well. So here we are, massive debt spending, a total financial blowout in the making. And Elizabeth Warren wants to, what, triple down on the debt spending so that the pharmaceutical companies get wealthy? And this is her idea of breaking up the big corporations? Are you kidding me? Elizabeth Warren, she's insane. She will crash this economy. I mean, I don't think she's ever going to become president, but if she did, by some fluke, because flukes can happen, then, of course, Wall Street would crash the very next day. Corporations would just shut down all over the country. Unemployment would skyrocket. This would be a repeat of Jimmy Carter and his disastrous economic policies that led us to an 18% interest rate, lines for gasoline, people ordered to shut off the heaters in their homes. I mean, you talk about a disaster. When Democrats run the economy, it's practically a collapse. And that's what would be coming if Elizabeth Warren were elected. Now, you might wonder, well, what's a real solution for healthcare reform? Well, first, you've got to recognize that you don't get anywhere just by providing free coverage. So, you know, free in quote marks here, free coverage for disease. You have to stop the causes of disease. And what are those? Well, of course, all these diseases are caused by bad food habits, people eating junk food that is, by the way, subsidized through the Federal Food Assistance Program, the SNAP program, you know, food stamps. So you could go to Walmart on your food stamps and you can buy soda and cookies and processed food and cancer-causing hot dogs and meat products that are loaded up with sodium nitrite. I mean, it's insane. So the government subsidizes people eating food that causes disease. And then people like Elizabeth Warren want to come along and have the government subsidize the healthcare costs to manage the diseases caused by the food that were also paid for by the government, which really means the taxpayers. It's all insane. You've got to stop subsidizing the junk food. In fact, you need to outlaw lots of ingredients out there that cause cancer, like sodium nitrite that's in the processed meat. It should be banned. Are you kidding me? You should ban a lot of these toxic chemicals that are in the food supply. And then diseases like cancer are also caused by all these toxic chemicals that are in cosmetics and personal care products. And those have got to be banned as well. But of course, industry controls the FDA. Industry controls the EPA and the USDA. I mean, the EPA is basically run by the pesticide industry. The FDA is run by the pharmaceutical industry. The USDA is run by the ag giants, you know, the agricultural monopolists. And so you don't even have government regulation anymore. You don't have government bodies that are doing anything to protect the public. All they're doing is shelling out more and more regulations that boost the profits of these powerful corporations. And then Elizabeth Warren comes along and says, yeah, let's give those corporations another $50+ trillion. So you're going to have a country where you have the masses living in total poverty and disease and destitution, while the politically connected elite corporations that have friends in Washington, friends like Elizabeth Warren or Barack Obama, those corporations will be rich. Billionaires will be created. You'll have no middle class. Nobody will be healthy except the wealthy elite who pay for organic food. And even if they take vaccines, they take single dose clean vaccines that don't have all the toxic preservatives in them. You know, they have superfoods. They buy all the things that keep you healthy, while the masses are told by the lying media, oh, you don't need nutrition. Superfoods, they don't help you. You should just take more pharmaceuticals. Here, Costco is delivering drugs by drones. And so is Amazon. What do you know? You can have pharmaceuticals airdropped on your front freaking porch. But don't you dare go grow a tomato in your front yard. You'll be arrested and fined by the city for violating zoning laws because your cucumbers are offensive to the other neighbors, the neighborhood yard Nazis who don't want to see anything but, you know, pesticide, herbicide treated grass, not a weed in sight. Not even a dandelion. And they sure wouldn't think about eating dandelion root, which is good for your liver, by the way. So you see, we have a society where people just want to die. It's a suicidal society. That's why I've said humanity is a suicide cult. They don't want to be healthy. They don't want abundance. They don't want longevity. They want pain and suffering and destruction. That's what humanity is driving for now, all across your city. Your state, your country, all the industries are now pushing poison. Monsanto and Bayer, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, vaccines laced with brain-damaging chemicals on purpose. The water supply dripped with fluoride. Freaking chemtrails falling out of the sky and 5G networks giving you cancer with these beam weapons that are being set up every couple hundred meters all around your city so that you are swept with cancer-causing beams and pro-inflammation-causing electromagnetic weapons that cause cancer, heart disease, and diabetes in your body through a process, by the way, called voltage-gated calcium channels or voltage-gated ion channels in your body. I've covered that in another podcast. It's been a breakthrough new paper about that. That's how 5G networks kill you and make everybody sick, which also, by the way, then boosts the profits of the pharmaceutical industry, thanks to people like Elizabeth Warren, who just wants to hand out more money to Big Pharma. So everybody's going to stay sick. Nobody gives a crap about any truth. And Elizabeth Warren just wants to make these toxic companies more wealthy while you stay diseased, impoverished, censored, and just, you know, financially destitute. That's the plan. That's what the globalists want. They don't want anybody to be able to rise up, think for themselves, speak for themselves, have enough money to get ahead, or have enough courage to challenge the status quo. And look what they've done to Trump, who was challenging the status quo. They've tried to destroy him and throw him in prison for made-up crimes fabricated by Adam Schiff, the corrupt FBI, and the deep state. That's what they do if you challenge the system. So stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Watch my videos and podcasts at brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. Stay informed and you just might be able to, you know, resist being taken down by this suicide cult. But I have no doubt that humanity is just hell-bent on destroying itself. The key is to try to survive that and not get swept down into the dark hole of destruction that everybody else seems to be totally committed to. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.